The Public Education Foundation is seeking potential teachers to participate in their residency experience known as Project Inspire. I spoke with Mark Neal, the director of Project Inspire. Have you ever thought you might want to try your hand at teaching in a public school, but instead you followed a different career path? Project Inspire is a collaboration between Tennessee Tech and PEF and might just be able to help you transition into a classroom.
Project Inspire is a teacher residency, more specifically an urban teacher residency. PEF launched this work roughly 4 years ago to bring teacher residency to Chattanooga.
Teacher residency is where you have professionals that have college degrees in their field, not necessarily in teaching, but in their major field of study, such as someone with a science degree, then teaching science in a school.
Right. So that's the next part of what we are. We're a math science teaching residency. So someone who has experience in those fields, then getting the training within the classroom. So the residency term itself really comes from the medical field, that notion that the doctors prove their learning.
When it comes to education and you're in charge of a classroom, there's so much more than just the content of what you're teaching. Classroom management and all the rules and regulations that are governing teaching are vitally important to know. So you could be outstanding in your field, but not qualified to teach a class until you learn some of those other specifics.
The time that residency allows you to really take charge of the classroom and to really experience those changes that are happening in education. I tell residents right now, this is the time. There's changes happening at a quick pace in education and in many good ways. And these residents are jumping in at really the tip of the spear. They're in the math and science classrooms where technology is making its way into the classroom, new ways of learning that really, you know, maybe putting the students almost ahead of the teachers in some ways. And, you know, that can be somewhat uncomfortable. So I think to have the resident and the clinical instructor, who's that mentor, they're side by side to really embrace that change. That's a neat aspect of our program.
How much time will they spend with a mentor?
The residents are in the classroom for the entire year, so that classic August to May school year, and they spend 4 days a week with the clinical instructor and bell to bell within those 4 days.
And they get hands-on teaching experience as well as lecture and classroom experience of their own where they learn tips and techniques to make teaching a little bit easier.
That's right. That's right. So many of the theories and underlying foundations of the skills that they need will come through graduate coursework, and that happens on that fifth day of the residency experience. We really like to step in with our staff on that fifth day with a seminar, and we really see that as the bridge between the coursework and the very intense classroom residency that they are experiencing. And a lot of times that's just an open conversation. Residency is very much a social movement, both a social justice movement. This is us speaking up for great math and science teaching in all classrooms and taking action to see that that teacher is there for all students. And then also we know that teaching social in terms of teachers learn from other teachers. That seminar is really important for us to be able to sit down and talk about our common experiences.
So you're 1 year in residency with a teacher. You're also working towards a master's degree.
Yes.
In education.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for college seniors that are working on the STEM degrees, which would be anything in science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's right. That's really our target candidate are those folks that have the formal training in math or science. We see that coming from numerous places in life. So folks may have work experience in STEM fields, in those math, science, technology, engineering fields, and then they may have the undergraduate degrees as well. So we kind of say recent undergrads and career changers are both our targets.
If you're looking at the money you can make in industry compared to that paycheck in education, education falls a little short by comparison. What do you think is the influence on people that decide to go the route of teaching after just acquiring a bachelor's in one of these more lucrative fields?
What we see today is a burning interest among folks of all ages and all walks of life to do something that benefits their community and to do that something with their work. it's magical, and it happens within a classroom, and it's the spark that you experience when you learn something new, and it's that same spark that children experience. It makes your world a better place, and people want to be a part of that, and we see that year after year as folks come to the classroom. And that passion is very much something that we seek. So if you're listening to me right now and I'm talking about you, bring that passion to us and let's talk about your vision. We really seek folks that will stay in the classroom and stay in a community and stay in a school that needs you, and to grow as you do that and to become a more effective leader for the students, for that community. That's a big challenge of what residency is doing. You got to keep these math and science teachers in the classroom longer so that they can mature into the leaders that Hamilton County needs.
How do you apply?
You visit our website, www.projectinspiretn.org, and a link to the application can be found there.
Is there an age requirement or other type of education level requirement?
You need to be a U.S. citizen, need to have a degree from a four-year university, need to have a minimum grade point average of 3.0. And again, if you meet those criteria, go on over to the website and you start the application process there. And then meanwhile, we'll have a conversation with all the folks that apply. We really see application as a holistic process. Folks come to us from all walks of life, so we take a real careful look at each candidate.
You also mentioned people with experience in the field. Now, your prerequisites require that they do have a degree, but what if that degree is not STEM-related, but their work was?
Sure, that's again where residency is, I would say, a sort of flexible pipeline into teaching. So we do take that holistic look. We do value work experience, particularly, again, thinking about the kind of learning we need students to engage in the classroom. We need to see those real-world problems as a context for the math and science learning. Career changers naturally can bring that to the classroom, so that's an asset.
A lot of times, especially in industry, some of the people that have been around a bit longer are having problems finding jobs. But these are the kind of people you'll welcome into a classroom easily.
Absolutely. I see faces on the other end of what you're saying right now. We welcome diversity within our program. We have all ages, again, all walks, and we see that, again, as a strength, both for the students in the classroom and our program itself. The program can actually place residents in sort of three unique tracks to teaching. We have a program that's for grade 4 through 8 mathematics, a program that's for grade 7 through 12 mathematics, and another program that's for grade 7 through 12 science. So basically high school science, high school mathematics, and middle school mathematics. That gives us sort of a range of options to talk to folks as they come to teaching, you know, based on their strength with the content and their interest with what age group they want to work with. We feel like we have the flexibility to really help them find that right spot.
Project Inspire is a 5-year commitment with 1 year in residency and a 4-year commitment to work with the Hamilton County Department of Education in a classroom setting. Visit the web at www.projectinspire.org to learn more. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.